Well, hey, everybody, welcome to episode 179 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Coldwell Banker is rooted in the legacy of our founder, renowned businessman and philanthropist, Marvin Pomeranz. We continue to tell his story through our love of people, homes, and the communities we serve. Our integrity guides our focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. We pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. Well, we're going to talk a lot of girls golf and girls tennis tonight. In a little while, I'll be visiting with Ankeny girls tennis coach Steve Smith, as well as one of the top players for the Ankeny Centennial squad. But right now, we're going to talk some golf. My first guest is the head coach of the Ankeny girls team. He has guided the Hawkettes to a 1-1 dual record thus far. He is Seth Hagerty. Seth, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Pretty good, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, it seems appropriate that it's raining out today and it's basically just another miserable day. You know, it's been like this or worse all spring. You know, is this the worst spring that you've ever had to deal with as a coach?
It is. This is by far the worst. It just never stops. It's always cold. It's always windy. It's always raining. So we're hoping for some better weather moving forward.
Well, I think we're getting some, but were you guys able to practice today?
No, we did not. We actually just had a team meeting, kind of talked about our upcoming schedule, rescheduling events, and just kind of talked for a little bit about golf in general. Went over some rules, went over some basic things, and just a quick little meeting.
Well, due to some postponements, you've only had three meets thus far. You know, do you feel like this team might be a little further behind than where you would normally be at this stage of the season just because of the weather?
Yeah, I mean, normally we get in a lot more practice. And so, you know, our girls are able to play more on the course, specifically Otter. So we're a little bit behind just from that aspect. I've had to cancel or go indoors a lot more than I've ever had to before. So, we're kind of feeling things out. So I have a couple new girls that have really turned on a little bit. So it's been good.
Well, you guys opened the season on April 11th with a seventh place finish in the Centennial Invitational at Briarwood. Your team shot a 407 and Gabby Schneff placed ninth as an individual, the 94. You know, that was actually one of the few nice days we've had this spring. And I know you were pleased with how the girls kept a positive attitude throughout the meet, you know, even though they struggled at times.
Absolutely. You know, and that's one of the big things that we've been focusing on. And the girls have done a great job of it. Even yesterday when we played Centennial, you know, it was 45 degrees. It probably felt less than 40 with the wind chilled. And the girls were smiling and they were having fun and they enjoyed themselves out there regardless of those conditions. And so some of that is just is what we've been working on all year, just having that positive mindset, being able to let bad holes go or bad shots go and focus on what we can do and what we can control.
Well, your team then followed with a 199 to 254 victory over Fort Dodge, and that was your conference opener the following day at Otter Creek. You had three girls shoot 49s on that day, including Gia Blazer, who was the medalist. You know, you guys really had to overcome some windy conditions that day, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. That was by far one of the windier days I've had to be out on the golf course. And I talked to the girls a little bit ahead of time just about knowing which direction the wind's coming from, knowing how it's going to impact your ball, clubbing up, clubbing down, right, and playing that wind a little bit. And hopefully, you know, it stuck with them throughout the round. So,
well, then you mentioned yesterday's meet. You guys shot another 199 in your dual meet on your home course. But, of course, Ankeny Centennial carded a 195 to come away with the victory. You know, it was cold again, but compared to some of the other days you've had, you know, I don't think the conditions were too bad. But did you expect it to be a pretty close meet going into it?
To be honest, I did. Just because it's our course, and I think we have a better feel for that course. Otter Creek's a tough course. I mean, there's a lot of tough holes. There's a lot of water out on that course. So I think we have a little bit of advantage when teams come to play us there. But Centennial is a good team and they have some great girls that play really good golf for them. So it's always a fun battle back and forth, but more than anything, like we truly enjoy each other's company out there. The coaches do, the players do, right? And you could see multiple groups out there chatting it up yesterday as if they weren't competing against each other, which was great to see.
Yeah, I noticed that with the first three groups that I followed around for a couple holes that, yeah, they just seemed to be having a good time.
Absolutely.
Well, Blazer shot a 47 to earn medalist honors for the second straight meet. Boy, she's really stepped up for you this year, hasn't she?
Absolutely. And that's a credit to her. She's put in a lot of time. I mean, days when we don't have practice, she'll go out and she'll practice. You know, all winter long, she's been at our
That's all right.
We use the place here in town. I can't think of the name of it right off the top of my head.
That's all right. I don't know my golfing places, so I can't
help
you.
Yeah, it's all right. It's just an indoor facility, and gotcha. Use simulators, and she uses it all winter long. I mean, and that it really is a tribute to her and how much time she's put into the game and be able to put herself in that position to play well. So,
well, your six golfers were only separated by 7 strokes. Schneff had a 50. Addison Smith and Olivia Frolik each shot a 51. Naomi Schrader-Bakar fired a 52. And Isabella Ross had a 54. You know, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, it's not bad to have six golfers who are fairly close in ability, because then you don't have to rely on any specific golfer in any day, do you?
That's true. And in the last several years, we have relied on one specific golfer quite a bit. But this team, like, it's so fun to watch them compete because they are so close. Their scores are so close, and any one girl, yes, lately it's been Gia, but like any of those other girls, Olivia, Naomi, even Isabella Ross, like coming in as a freshman, like they're all capable of going pretty low. So I'm hoping for the nicer weather to continue, and hopefully we can kind of see some of those lower scores come in.
Well, your team will host the Tony Dickey Invitational tomorrow at Otter Creek beginning at 9 a.m. Now, it might be a little cool in the morning, but it looks like you're finally going to have a nice day with temperatures maybe in the 60s by the afternoon. And that's probably going to feel like 80, isn't it?
Oh, my God. For them, I mean, I'm sure they'll be in shorts and polos by before noon, because it will be amazing. It'll be sunny. It'll be no wind hardly at all. And even in the morning when we start, it'll be like mid-40s. That'll still feel really good when the sun's shining. So,
right.
I mean, I'm looking forward to a really, really great day.
Well, Valley has won the last 3 Tony Dickey invites, and they are also the 2-time defending champion in Class 4A. I see they're currently ranked 3rd in the state behind Pleasant Valley and Marshalltown, and Marshalltown will also be here for the meet. So do you think those two teams are the ones to beat tomorrow?
I think so. I mean, they got some quality girls. Valley's got Hallie Yates and Sapphire Sayer, you know, two of the quality girls in the top in the state. And then Marshalltown's got Amber Henson, who's amazing as well. I think she just shot a 33 the other day. So I really look for some really good scores tomorrow. And I do think it'll be a battle between those two teams tomorrow.
So. Yeah, I know Henson has signed to go to Drake.
Yep.
You know, and Marshalltown is one of those teams that has a great number one player. And when you have a player like that, I mean, that just makes things so much easier, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yes. And I was fortunate the last several years to have JC Webb, you know, on our team. And she's doing great things now, too. So.
Well, yeah, I was just going to ask you about her because she placed 9th in last year's state meet. She was 12th in 2019. So is she doing well down there at William Jewell?
Yeah, I am in contact with her daily almost, it seems like. And so she's just always texting me and asking me, you know, for advice. Or I'm always asking her how she's doing because I'm always curious how the golf world and the college level plays out compared to high school. So, and just things that I can take away and be like, okay, this is how I'm going to prepare anybody that would want to go to that next level. So.
Well, I'm sure you miss having her on the team, but have you seen other kids step up and try to take over, you know, that leadership role this year?
Yeah, you know, I mean, some of our seniors and the thing is our juniors and seniors work so well together. They're just a close-knit group, and they really just embrace that, like, hey, this is a team, and we're a family, and we help each other out in any situation. There's no battles back and forth. There's no I'm better than you type things. It's really good.
Well, from what you've seen, you know, thus far, what are your goals then for the rest of the season? Do you feel like this is a team that can accomplish some things, especially, you know, if you can get all the kids, you know, playing well at the same time and getting some decent weather?
We'll have to see. That's the thing. I would love for the girls to continue to improve and continue to, you know, really up their game as the weather improves, as they have more chances to play on the course. I think it'll be great to see what they can really accomplish when the conditions are better. Because, I would love for us to, you know, get some big goals and get to state. And I just don't know yet because we haven't had those great conditions yet.
Sure.
So we'll see.
Well, yeah, it does sound like it's going to be nicer tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to it. I'll probably see you out there. So thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dan. And thanks for everything you do for Ankeny and Ankeny Sports.
So. You bet. All right, my next guest is the head coach of the Centennial girls team. His squad is now 2-1 in the Iowa Conference following their 4-stroke victory over Ankeny on Tuesday at Otter Creek. He is John Peterson. John, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Oh, thank you, Dan. I'm doing really well.
Good. Well, hey, in all those years that you coached the Ankeny boys basketball team, I know you occasionally had some games postponed due to a snowstorm, but, you know, you didn't have to actually play in the snow like you've had to, you know, this spring because you guys have had to deal with a little bit of everything weather-wise. You know, is this the worst spring that you can ever remember?
Yeah, just plain and simple. I mean, coaching the girls for 4 years now, and it by far the 4 years I've been with them, this is the worst.
Well, you guys opened the season on April 11th with a second place finish in your own tournament at Briarwood. You shot a 376 on one of the few nice days that we've had this spring. You know, you had to be really happy with the start considering the limited amount of practice that you guys have had.
Yeah, that was a great start for us. We I think last year, you know, our goal was to break 400, and so starting off with a 376 and finishing second was that was a real positive for us.
Well, Peyton Drefke carded an 87 to place fifth as an individual, and Caitlin Ault carded a 94 to finish 10th. And I'm sure you're counting on those two kids to kind of lead the way this year, aren't you?
You bet. You know, it's completely different than last year. Last year, we had no kids with any varsity experience at all, and all the kids that got varsity experience last year are back this year. So you can tell there's a difference. There's an at-ease when we come into meets, and, you know, it's paying off.
And then the next day, you guys lost your conference opener to Waukee Northwest at Briarwood. Northwest shot a 181 to win the meet by 16 strokes. Hannah Pettit and Jenna Van Bell were the top two scorers for the Wolves. And those two kids were both key players on the Waukee team that placed eighth in last year's state meet. Northwest is currently ranked seventh in the state. You know, so along with number two Marshalltown, you know, they're obviously going to be one of the top teams in the conference, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We, you know, our conference is pretty strong. So they, and I feel like we can be there. You know, I we haven't shot our best score yet. I know that. I watch our girls hit at the range, and we just got to get a little bit more confidence.
Well, your team traveled to Fort Dodge on Friday and beat the Dodgers 188-217. Drefke carded a 43 to earn medalist honors, and Vivian Wilson was the runner-up with a 48. And you guys had to overcome some cold conditions up there that day, didn't you?
It was so cold. You know, our girls, I told them how proud I was just the other day, just the fact that our girls don't complain. I mean, I'm out there, and I've got a stocking cap, and I'm wearing ice fishing gloves. We always make fun of it. I've used my ice fishing gloves more for golf than I ever have for ice fishing. That's how cold it's been. But they just don't complain. They just come out, and they do their best, and, you know, it hasn't been ideal.
Yeah, I don't know how the kids do it. Coach Haggard and I were just talking off air, and I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or what, but the cold never used to bother me. But now it doesn't matter how many layers I have on, because he said he wears layers. I said, it doesn't matter how many layers I have on, I still get cold.
Yeah, I think Dan, we're about the same age. It might be the age thing.
Probably. Well, then yesterday, your team went over to Otter Creek, and you beat the Hawkettes 195-199. And that was the first win for you guys since 2018 over Ankeny. And after losing to Ankeny by 24 strokes last year, you know, the girls that were on that team a year ago, I mean, that win had to feel pretty good for them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like I said, we go into our meets with the attitude of you're really not playing the other teams. You know, I mean, yes, there's a team competition with it, but golf is a sport where you're playing the course. It's you versus the course. It really doesn't make a difference what your competitor does. It's how you play. And so our girls like everybody they play with. I mean, they just have a great attitude. They like to have fun and enjoy them. But, you know, they're seeing some success this year, where last year there just wasn't much as far as the competition piece. And there's a little drive in them this year. There's a little competitive drive. They have not been happy the last couple meets with their scores. And with the conditions, they haven't been bad.
Right. Well, yeah, Seth and I were just talking about how the girls just seem to be really enjoying themselves out there yesterday, because I followed the groups around for a couple holes, and, yeah, they just seem to be having a good time.
Yeah, they do.
Well, Drefke shot a 47, and she was the runner-up to Ankeny's Gia Blazer after a card-off. Wilson also shot a 47. Ault had a 48. Olivia Johnson fired a 53. Grace Miller had a 58, and Sam Lazier finished with a 62. So do you feel like you have a pretty solid top six at this point, or do you have some other kids who are still competing for those spots?
Definitely kids that are competing, but we can't get out and play. You know, yeah. You can't. You don't hardly ever get to play nine holes in practice right now, so it's really hard to make a distinction between my top six. So there's some girls that are pushing. I know there were some girls, I think they're a little upset today just because they kind of wanted to play tomorrow, but it just wasn't there, and I don't have the scores to back up a change right now.
Right. Well, yeah, tomorrow you'll go back to Otter Creek for the Tony Dickey Invitational. You're going to face a tough field that includes Marshalltown and number 3 Valley, which has won the tournament each of the last three times. You know, do you think your kids will benefit, though, from having played the course just yesterday?
Oh, yeah. There's always an advantage when you play the course, and a lot of our girls have played Otter a few times. So, you know, like you said, it will be a tough meet to compete. But at the same time, if our girls shoot the scores that they can, you know, we can get up there. We can play with some of those teams. So,
well, you guys have had a hard time even getting around the course to play nine holes. I mean, do you think playing 18 is going to be a factor tomorrow?
No, we've played our Briarwood invite was an 18 hole event, and they're young. So we're
they don't get tired.
No, they don't get tired quite as easy as I do. So they're used to it. And like I said, these six have all played. They actually played in the same meet last year, so we should be all right.
Well, what are your goals for the rest of the season? What do you think this team is capable of?
Oh, you know, we talk about if they just played, you know, if they just played bogey golf, I think, you know, we'd come in at a 360, and that's our goal. I really think we can get under that, and that's our goal. little bogey golf or below, and we can make it. So that's our goal for the year as far as 18-hole events. And if we shoot that, we can be very competitive throughout the year. So,
well, Pete, you've been coaching girls golf for a few years now. I think you said that this is your fourth year. And I know it's a lot different than coaching boys basketball. I think you were the Ankeny boys coach for 18 years. You know, other than having to deal with this weather, you know, are you enjoying yourself?
I am. It's a lot of fun. Coaching is a great thing, and I've enjoyed it for, well, over 30 years. And it's just being with the kids, helping them grow. At least I hope I'm helping them grow. But it's been fun. I've really enjoyed it.
Was there much of an adjustment going from the boys to the girls, though?
Yeah. Yes, we'll just go with yes.
Yeah. Well, you have some daughters, so I'm sure that helps.
I do. And that's what I tell them. I have two daughters, and so I understand a little bit of what they're going through. But
all right, Pete. Well, hey, thanks for coming in tonight. I'll probably see you out at the course tomorrow.
Awesome. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate all your work.
You bet. All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Gershman Mortgage is also a sponsor of the podcast. Gershman, the Midwest premier mortgage lender, is proud to be part of the Ankeny Fanatic podcast. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home, vacation home, upgrade or remodel an existing home, or refinance your current mortgage, Gershman Mortgage is here to help. With over 60 years in the mortgage industry, they have security, experience, and unmatched service. You can visit their Ankeny office. Call 515-964-5952 or visit gershman.com to get pre-approved today. Well, my next guest is the head coach of the 9th-ranked Ankeny girls tennis team. He has guided the Hawkettes to a 2-1 record thus far. He is Steve Smith. Steve, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Great. How you doing, Dan?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Well, some of the spring sports, you know, like soccer, can still be played in inclement weather, but, you know, tennis is one that you can't play in the rain, and it's kind of difficult when it's cold and windy. You know, so have you had about enough of the spring weather thus far?
Oh, yeah, it's been rough. We had a lot of postponements early on. I think we've had enough of the postponements, so we decided to play this week, even though it was a 20-degree wind chill up in Mason City. So, yeah, it's been tough, but it's a good experience for our young ladies.
Well, you've been a player and or a coach for a long time. You know, do you ever remember a spring that has been this brutal?
Never. No, neither on the playing side nor the coaching side.
Well, in spite of the weather, you guys are off to a pretty good start. You posted 11-0 wins over Fort Dodge and Mason City in your first two conference dual meets, and you also dominated the Boone Invitational on Friday. You won that tournament with 143 points, and your team is currently ranked 9th in Class 2A, which is a significant accomplishment for a program that suffered through several losing seasons before going 8-7 last year. You know, you have to feel pretty good about where the program is at right now.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, last year we talked about, you know, changing the culture, making it a sport, right? Not just an activity. And this year, you know, obviously we're trying to, you know, set our sights a little bit higher. To be transparent, we were hoping to get ranked by the end of the year. I'm not sure I was totally happy about being ranked preseason, but, you know, it's an honor and it's a privilege to have coaches think that highly of our program already.
Well, you mentioned the meetup at Mason City. You guys went up there on Monday, and you dominated that meet in some miserable conditions. And I can't believe you guys were able to play up there, you know, considering how cold it was. You know, was that just a case, though, of where you really need to play that meet on that day? Because if you're going to get it in, I mean, you just can't keep rescheduling all those meets, can you?
Yeah, it's been tough. I mean, we'll just say we've had to get creative. We had to just kind of just play, right? We're going to have two meets on our senior night, right? So we're going to play Waukee Northwest at 12, and then we're going to play Marshalltown at our regular time. And it's just, you've got to find dates that work, and it's tough these days.
Then yesterday, you guys dropped an 11-0 decision at home to the state's number one team, Dowling Catholic. Now, I know it was still cool out, but those conditions were considerably better, weren't they?
Yeah, I think everybody was talking, like, when the meet started, it was, everybody's like, oh, it's cold. And we're like, oh, this is way better than, you know, on the prior night. And by the end of the evening, the wind did pick up, and it was getting cold again, but still much better than it was against Mason City.
Yeah, I went over to the track meet after I left your meet, and it definitely got cold over there, you know, about 6 o'clock or a little after. So, yeah, I'm sure you guys were feeling that too. So, yep. Well, even though you guys lost 11-0, you know, you did have some close matches with the Maroons. One match went to a third set, super tiebreaker. You had three other sets that went to a tiebreaker. So you were happy with how the girls competed, weren't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I look at it, and last year, you know, we made some pretty big strides. And last year in that meet, most of the scores were 6-0, not in our favor, right? This year, most of the sets were not 6-0, right? Most of the sets were competitive. Most of the matches were competitive. And, you know, we're pretty happy about that. We had some young ladies play the exact same player from Dowling and much better scores. So we looked at it, and at the end of the day, there were a good four or five matches that, you know, on the little change here, little change there, that could have gone our way, right? And that's a big deal against the team that, you know, Dowling played the, no questions asked, second best team in the state in Valley, and they beat them 9-2, right? Dowling's just that much better than everybody else.
Well, Dowling won the meet without its best player. Defending state singles champion Allison Zelay dislocated her shoulder while playing in a soccer game at Ankeny on Monday night. And I know that made you kind of adjust your strategy a little bit because you were expecting to see her, right?
Yeah. So I coach most of the girls at Dowling when I'm coaching at Thrive during the year. And so I know most of their games. And, you know, literally we had talked through each player's games, what is the strategy, all that kind of stuff. And you know, Coach Charlstrom also used to coach at Thrive too, so I know him very well. And I was like, I'm pretty sure I know your lineup, and I'm pretty sure you know mine. He's like, well, and then he handed me that, and I was like, oh. So, you know, that was it about 10 minutes before game time, and then I had to go up real quickly and go, okay, now you got to do this, now you got to do that, you got to do that. And, you know, I still say, even despite that, I thought we played really, really well. I see a lot of growth just from a confidence perspective, right? We could have been, you know, just rolled like we were the year before. You know, if you look at it from one of the tennis metrics is called UTR. From a UTR perspective, you know, they should have just done what they did last year to us, and that didn't happen. And, you know, that's a credit to, you know, the competitive nature of the young ladies on our team.
Well, the fact that Dowling was able to win the meet without their best player, I mean, that just shows you how deep they are. And I was going to ask you if you thought there was a big gap between them and the rest of the teams in the top 10, but you kind of already answered that when you said that they beat Valley 9-2. So there is a gap there, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. I think there's, to be honest with you right now, I think there's two big gaps, right? I think you got Dowling, a huge gap, and then you've got Valley, a huge gap, and then there's a lot of opportunities after that.
Well, your team will play Ankeny Centennial tomorrow, and you guys have a chance to make some history because Ankeny has never defeated the Jaguars in the history of the series. In fact, I looked it up today, and the Hawkettes have won a total of just five matches in the previous seven dual meets. So how do you see this matchup? Do you like your team's chances to maybe come out on top?
You know, we're going into that meet confident. You know, obviously, Centennial's always had a good program. They have a good team this year, and you know, we're looking to compete at a very high level and hopefully come out with a victory.
Well, your daughter Kira is off to a good start in her first varsity season. She won her first five singles matches at the number one position before losing to Dowling's Ava Peterson yesterday. You know, do you feel like she's handled the pressure of playing at the number one spot pretty well?
Yeah, I think she's been looking forward to this for quite some time. And, you know, this is kind of one of her things where, you know, she enjoys competing in this sport, right? And so being able to play at that top spot, being able to play the best player each time, that kind of just drives her. Right. And so it's going to be a great experience. You've got Esther coming in here shortly. She's going to play Esther tomorrow. And Esther's a very talented player that will challenge her tremendously. We play Johnston on Monday. Allie Christensen from Johnston is a very talented player, went to state. Both those two players have gone to state. So she'll have a tough road in the next couple of meets. But, you know, I think she's looking forward to it.
Well, Steve, of course, you coached the Ankeny boys team for one season before you transitioned over to the girls team in the fall of 2020. Now, I know you've coached your daughter and some other girls for a long time, you know, through the Thrive Tennis Academy. So did that make the transition to the girls job a little easier for you?
Yeah. You know, being able to coach, you know, players that you know, that obviously makes the transition a lot easier. You know, there were learnings last year. There were no question learnings last year, and there's still been some a little bit this year. Just knowing the right way to motivate, right? There's differences for every single person that you coach, but there's, you know, certain things that work more commonly, if that makes sense. And so learning those things and adjusting and getting to know each one of my players, building those relationships, I think that's the biggest thing, is if you build those relationships and it's based on trust and transparency, you know, that's the best way to get the most out of your players.
Well, Kira is part of a talented freshman class that also includes Peyton Bloom, Sophie Schmitz, Lila Franzel, and some others. You know, and those three girls have all earned spots in the varsity lineup as well. You know, those kids have really been a great addition to the team, haven't they?
They have. You know, it's funny. You talked about Dowling earlier, right? And I think the Dowling meet shows both, you know, how far we've come in a year, but also where we need to get, right? We've had some conversations with some of the players on our team. It's like, okay, if you want to be the best, you have to get to that level, right? And so it's great for us to see what we need to do to get to the top level. And so some of those young ladies, they'll have multiple years out of it. And some of our team just needs to really dive down this year to just push themselves to be the best they can to get to the top of their games.
Well, I know you told me earlier that you like to focus on the process more than the results as the season develops. You know, do you feel like this team has done a good job of focusing on the things that they can control and not on the things that they can't control, you know, like the weather?
You know, the process is my focus. I will be candid. It's been really hard to focus on the process right now because we haven't had any practices, right? You know, we were talking before, most of our practice have actually been in a gym, right? That's not the best way to improve skills. It's not the best way to, you know, get new strategies and patterns and all the types of work that we had planned for the year. That being said, you know, this team's pretty motivated, right? And so that I've enjoyed is that, you know, we can dial in when we do have good practice times. You know, they make the most of it, right?
Yeah, I remember back in the day when I played, when we had to practice inside, you really don't get a whole lot done inside, do you?
It's tough. We get a little creative, you know. We've tried to simulate it as best as we can. Today we were indoors. We were doing. We felt like we needed to improve our volleys, right? I actually heard that from about five or six of my players. Like, I need to get better at volleys. So we really focused on some fundamentals on the volleys today. That is something you can kind of do inside in a controlled form, but it is not the same, you know, from a singles perspective, there's nothing you can really do to simulate.
Right, right. Well, it should be a good meet tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. I'll be out there, so we'll see you there, Steve.
I appreciate the time.
You bet. All right, well, my final guest tonight is the top player for the Centennial girls team. She is off to a 6-2 start at number one singles this season, and she has helped the Jaguars to a 2-2 dual record. She is following in the footsteps of her sisters, Brenda and Claudia, who were previous guests on the Ankeny Fanatic podcast. She is Esther Guan. Esther, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Oh, you bet. Well, I know I asked you about the weather a couple of weeks ago when we did the Prep of the Week feature on you, and boy, it hasn't gotten any better, has it?
No, it hasn't. It's been hard having to adjust with the limited number of practices we've been able to have.
Well, I just got done talking to Coach Steve Smith, and he feels the same way you do, that you've had about enough of this weather, haven't you?
Yes, we're ready for some good weather.
Well, in spite of the weather, your team is off to a pretty good start. You posted wins this week over Marshalltown and Des Moines Roosevelt to even your overall record at 2-2. You know, do you feel like the team is making some pretty good progress?
Yes, we were able to turn it around and get an even record, and we're hoping to carry that momentum into tomorrow and into next week as well.
Well, you obviously had a great year last season. You placed sixth in the Class 2A state doubles tournament while playing with your sister, Claudia, who graduated last spring. So you've had to adapt to new doubles partners this year. You won your first match while playing with Madison Price, and then this week you've played with Jenna Benkowski, and the two of you are now 2-0 as a team. So is Coach Gustafson just trying you out with different partners to see what works best?
Yes, I think with such a new team, it's important to figure out like who works well with each other, and I think Allie's trying to see which pairings work and which ones necessarily don't.
Well, you've played very well in singles. Your only two losses came at the Johnston Invitational on April 11th, which is one of the few nice days that we've had this spring. You were beaten by Allison Zalay of Dowling, the defending state singles champion in Class 2A, and Allie Roth of Waukee, I think. So how did you feel like you played against two of the state's best players?
I was honestly very proud with how I played. I came into playing Allison. Like, I respect her so much as a player. She's incredible. And I came into that expecting to honestly win 0 points. And to come away with two games, I was honestly very proud with how I played.
Well, Allison would have been the favorite to win another state title, but she dislocated her shoulder while playing in a soccer game at Ankeny on Monday, and she didn't play in the Maroons match against Ankeny yesterday. Mm-hmm. Now, have you heard how bad her injury was? You know, do you think she'll be out for the season, or do you think she's going to come back?
I really hope she can come back. I know she's an amazing soccer player from what I've heard from my friends who play club with her, and I just really hope she's okay because I think she has dislocated it before, and I just hope she can get better soon so she can make another run at state.
Sure. Yeah, I wasn't even aware that she played soccer until the other night. You just don't see too many kids that play both tennis and soccer. That's kind of an unusual combination, isn't it?
She's an insane athlete from what I've heard. Like, she's been playing soccer her whole life, and she's really good at it also.
Of course, Allison beat your former teammate Abby Peterson in the semifinals at last year's state tournament, and I was really impressed with how she was able to keep the ball in play. You know, I kind of felt like Abby was hitting the ball against a wall because it just always came back. What was your strategy when you played her? You know, did you try to go for winners? Because I assume you don't want to just get into a match where you're hitting it back and forth with her, do you?
Yes, I think my best chance against someone as consistent as Allison is to maybe go for more than I usually would because of how good she is defensively.
Well, Esther, you guys will play a ninth-ranked Ankeny tomorrow, and your team has never lost to the Hawkettes, but they've obviously got a better team this year with the addition of some talented freshmen. How do you see the matchup? Do you think it'll be a close meet?
I think it will be a close meet. It's always a fun time playing against Ankeny, and going into tomorrow's meet, we're just all really excited.
Well, you will likely play freshman Kira Smith in the number one singles match. Now, have you ever played her before? What do you think is going to be the key to beating her?
No, I honestly do not know too much about her game. I don't think I've ever played against her or seen necessarily how much she plays. So I'm just a little nervous to see how that goes, but excited for sure.
Well, your coach, Allie Gustafson, just played for Centennial a few years ago. So she's been a part of a few Jaguar victories over Ankeny. Mm-hmm. And now Allie is the third different coach that you've had in your high school career. You know, but she seems to be really enjoying herself. She always has a smile on her face. Have you enjoyed playing for her, you know, such a young coach?
Yes, I have. I feel like Allie is very positive and she's able to really help all the girls with their mentality and really focusing on having a positive attitude.
Well, Esther, I'm assuming that maybe you'll elect to play singles this year at the regional tournament. Mm-hmm. Is that one of your goals, to make it to state in singles?
That is for sure one of my goals, but it's definitely a hard turnaround from being such a strong doubles player last year and like really focusing on doubles. But this year I'm excited to see what I can accomplish in singles.
Well, obviously with the weather, you guys, you know, haven't been able to practice a whole lot and you've only had a few meets, but do you feel like your game is in a pretty good place right now? Or do you feel like you still have a lot of work to do to get to where you want to be?
I still feel like there's a lot of work that I can be doing to improve to where I want to be by the end of the season. But I think tomorrow's meet will definitely be fun because I haven't played someone as, we haven't had a meet against such a good opponent against Ankeny.
Well, what part of your game do you think, you know, needs the most work? I know you told me earlier that you aren't super comfortable with your game at the net. Right. So is that kind of why you prefer singles over doubles?
I think so, yes, because I definitely grew being more confident at the net last year playing doubles so much. But now this year, I'm really excited to really try and grow my singles game.
Well, it should be a fun meet tomorrow. It sounds like the weather's going to be good, so that's good.
Yes, I'm excited.
I'll be out there. So, hey, I'll see you at the meet tomorrow. Good luck.
Yes, thank you.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. At Coldwell Banker, you're not one of many clients, you're our most important client. We listen to your needs to develop long-lasting relationships and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We are constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. I want to thank my guests again for coming in tonight. We had girls golf coaches Seth Hagerty of Ankeny and John Peterson of Centennial. We also had Ankeny girls tennis coach Steve Smith and Centennial number one singles player Esther Guan. I appreciate the time from all of those folks. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. I think we'll probably be previewing next weekend's Drake Relays.